Just that Jack seemed to put a lot of behind-the-scenes effort into Emily after the shooting.
Yeah, he's her friend, Daniel.
Is that all? Because I just think it's odd that he's trying to push you to leave now that Emily's single.
Daniel, stop. Don't listen to him. You're trying to manipulate me.
No, I'm just trying to get you to open your eyes. Jack is doing exactly what your father always has. What's best for him. It's time to do what's best for you.
Miss Thorne.
Pardon the late intrusion, but I prefer the intimacy of hand delivery. I wanted to invite you to an event that I'm throwing tomorrow. In Monte Carlo, night for charity. I doubt you'll be able to resist, considering it allows you to indulge in both your favorite virtue and vice.
Let's see.
All of the proceeds go to Recherche de Remède, of which you are a founding member, no? And it happens to be a cause that's dear to my heart.
Because of your image issues, I'm afraid you're not the best person to help me fight childhood leukemia.
Hmm. Well, there are two sides to every story, Pascal. As there are two sides to every coin.
So you are a liar and a thief.
There's so much about me you don't know. Come to the party and you'll find out.
Another ex, Mrs. Grayson. I'd say welcome to the club, but I don't care much for the other member. So how does it feel?
Liberating. And thank you for your old files.
I hope it spurs something new to help clear David's name. Let me know if you need anything else.
Well, actually, I was wondering what you could tell me about Pascal and Marcel. Conrad and him seem to have quite a past.
And not just in business. Pascal actually dated Victoria first. I don't know what happened, but when I got out of rehab, she was with Conrad, and Pascal was history. So was I.
Look who's here.
Here's my big boy. You want to go look at the boats? Let's go look at the boats.
Sounds
Emily,
fun.
Excuse us?
Yeah, of course.